Hello. Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi has landed in the Syrian capital, Damascus, on the first visit by an Iranian leader since the war began in 2011. Iran and Russia have backed President Bashar al-Assad with economic and military support, which helped him to regain control of most of the country. In a TV interview, President Raisi said he's ready to cooperate with Syria in rebuilding the nation. We have two correspondents keeping track of this landmark visit by the Iranian leader. Zeina Khodr is in neighboring Lebanon, but first we go to Dorsa Jabari in Tehran. So tell us about the timing of this, Dorsa, and why the president is there now.
Well, Doreen, the Iranian president is making what many here are calling a historic visit because it's the first time in 13 years that an Iranian president has visited Syria, a country which is very close to Iran in terms of politically and economic ties. Ebrahim Raisi has decided to make this trip at the invitation that was extended to him by Bashar al-Assad, who was in Iran last year, feeling clearly that this is the right time, given that the Syrian president has managed to secure his position in his country following over a decade of conflict inside Syria. Ebrahim Raisi is being accompanied by a number of his ministers, including the defense minister, the foreign minister, the economy minister, and the oil minister, all with the aim of first improving what they call the axis of resistance, meaning providing support to Syria to be able to combat what they believe to be enemy powers launching attacks inside Syria, namely Israel. And Iran has certainly been on the receiving end of those attacks. A number of Revolutionary Guard officials have been killed in Syria over the past decade. And the last figure we have as of 2016, that was over 2,000, but many believe that figure to be much higher now. The Iranian president also has a number of members from the private sector alongside him, trying to seal some deals in with the aim of rebuilding Syria, and that will be one of the main topics of discussion as well, the reconstruction of the country after the devastating war.
Okay, thank you so much, Dorsa, for that update from Tehran. We'll now bring in Zeina Khodr joining us from the north of Lebanon. So Syria and Iran, very strategic allies, Zeina. The relationship goes back decades. What is Syria hoping to get out of this visit?
At the end of the day, this is Iran projecting its power, its influence. This is clearly a political message because of the timing, against the backdrop of Arab states re-engaging with the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, who has been largely isolated for more than a decade. We saw Arab foreign ministers land in Damascus in recent weeks. We saw meetings in Jeddah, in Amman, talking about the possibility of reintegrating Syria into the Arab League. Now, no doubt, this worries Iran. So the message from Iran is, we are a close ally of Damascus, we will remain a close ally of Damascus, and this alliance will not come at the expense of any re-engagement. Because during the last meeting in Amman on Monday, Arab foreign ministers laid out some sort of an initiative, if you like, a roadmap in order for Syria to re-engage with the Arab world. And what we understand is that the Arab world is concerned about the presence of armed groups linked to Iran. They are worried about Iran's influence. So the message Raisi is giving is that we are here to stay. At the end of the day, he talks about a strategic relationship. For Iran, Syria is very strategic. Its geographic location gives it another front against Israel. Its allies here in Lebanon are on the border with Israel. The same thing in Syria, the same thing in Gaza. So in many ways, it gives Iran an upper hand. And Syria lies along that land corridor between Tehran and Beirut, a supply line which really gives Iran its regional reach, its regional influence. So politics is now at play. Throughout the years, we've seen high-ranking military officials from Iran land in Damascus. Today, it's the president. So this is clearly about politics.